I'm here to announce wheelbarrow full of dicks. But before we begin, Dopkus, your boots are untied.
No, they're not.
Gotcha. Well, now that we've had a little fun, let's get down to business.
Travis Hulse did my intro in the chat there.
Hello, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Napier.
Yo.
It is Monday night. It is Radio FUBAR, the place to be. So get with it. Tell a friend, motherfucker. We have a big show tonight. Big show, big announcement. So stay tuned for that. Nerdgasm had a symbolic thing at the beginning of their show where they said they weren't going to play music to help Frank out with the bills. And I played a Beatles song. So
good job.
Yeah, way to go. Radio FUBAR has a Amazon link at the top of the page. You click through that. You pay the same price you would on Amazon.com. However, Frank gets a little bit of something. So save it as a bookmark or something. I don't know how much it is. I'm sure it's something. Which is better than the nothing you were giving him before. So do that.
It's that or we have to run ads and nobody wants that.
I'm going to run the fuck out of some ads.
What ads?
Oh, man. We have a sponsorship. Detective Napier was sponsored.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody would pay for that shit?
Yeah, yeah. So, Ed, actually, I did not put Detective Napier together. So we will have that next week. However, Detective Napier is sponsored. Every week from now on, there will be a sponsor for Detective Napier.
Excellent.
So we have to somehow include the product in the storyline. Which we could do that, no problem, no problem. So
remember when Eureka did that and it was nothing but like deodorant? Like everybody had the exact same deodorant and it was placed everywhere? It was like the fucking Right Guard show. It was amazing.
Drunk is late, so...
It is Monday after
all. Yeah, right. Drunk is... He was on time 2 weeks in a row. Awesome. But he is now late. However, the thing that I really want to get off... Right off the bat is the Lotus Cast, not this past week, but the week before. I listened to two. I spent 6 hours with the Lotus Cast the other day at work. It was an experience. And they ranked the Star Trek captains in order of hotness.
And cool.
They ranked Scott Bakula as the least attractive Star Trek captain of all time.
No, that's not true.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm you know, OG Radio FUBAR. I've been around. You know, I got some clout around here, you know. I want to make sure that this doesn't become a trend and that other shows don't start with this Scott Bakula is ugly shit, because it's just not true. Scott Bakula is a fine-looking man.
And he's got a massive hog.
And I don't want anybody for a second to think that FUBAR is not Team Bakula.
No shit.
So what I have compiled, and I was going to have Drunk do this sporadically throughout the show if there was a lull in conversation, was to provide our listeners with Bacula facts. I have a collection of Bacula facts.
Yeah, I was reading that. What?
Throughout the show, just randomly, I will produce a Bacula fact. For instance, did you know the last name Bacula actually means flower?
No.
Okay. So you've had an experience this past week or so regarding a raccoon in your attic?
Well, it's actually been going on for a few months now. But he's become more bold, and I think he's grown accustomed to his living area. Used to, I would just hear him, like, scratching around up there, like, every once in a while.
How long has this been going on?
A few months.
Months,
yeah.
Okay.
I'd say at least.
So that's his home. Now.
That's his home.
I mean, like, if you get him out in, like, a week, then, you know, no harm, no foul. You're doing your job as a homeowner.
Yeah.
You wait months. I mean...
Well, I didn't know.
Fuck you. This is your fault.
I didn't know what it was.
You let it become his home. Now you're being a dick.
I thought there were like squirrels like scratching around on the roof or something, but it became more apparent that it was actually in the attic. And it became more apparent that whatever it was fucking huge.
I mean, Patrick Stewart,
yeah,
fine actor.
Excellent actor.
Excellent actor. Good guy. Seems like a great guy.
Yeah, does lots of charity work.
But more attractive than Scott Bacula?
Yeah.
Did
this
you know
a niceness contest.
That Scott Bacula was on the cover of the March 1995 issue of Playgirl magazine?
Oh, yes, got it. And it's pride of my collection, in fact.
Okay, so this raccoon.
Yeah.
Continue on with your story.
This little bastard has decided that he will just wake up whenever he wants to. He will scrounge around whenever he wants to.
Well, raccoons are nocturnal creatures, aren't they?
Yeah, which is excellent for me because right before I go to sleep every night, I hear him wake up and start fucking around in the attic.
Right.
And then I finally get to go to sleep. I get ready, you know.
So when you hear him fucking around, that's your cue to go to bed?
No, normally by the time I'm going to bed, he's fucking around up there. He's making my bedtime go longer than I would like it to go. So... Yeah, I drift off to sleep. I'm in my bed, and I'm doing my fun time. Well, all of a sudden I hear, you know, little bastard waking me up 45 minutes to an hour before the time I normally wake up because that's when he comes in from his adventures. I go to sleep, he goes off, has adventures, and then before I want to wake up,
so he
he'll
leaves
come
your
in.
Home.
Yeah, he leaves my home.
Right.
Or at least he's running around. That's, up there.
Is that when he goes to hunt?
I don't know, but he will leave. I don't know if he's leaving or if he's just fucking around in my attic. But I know he's fucking around in my attic. If he leaves or not, I don't fucking know it. All I hear is scratch, scratch, bang, bang, and he just runs into everything up there. I think he's fucking blind.
Do you have stuff up there?
A raccoon and probably raccoon shit.
Probably a lot if he's
probably
been up there for months.
Oh, he's a big fucker, too.
Is he a big one?
Yeah, I'd say...
Do you know what his entry and exit point is? Do you
yes.
know how he's getting in?
Yeah, I've seen him enter a few times.
How is he getting in?
Do you remember that big hailstorm we had a few years ago?
Yeah.
Well, I had to get a new roof. Well, the people who were doing the roof, they decided, like, oh, well, your carport's a little fucked up. Let's fix that, too. So they just ripped the shit out of the carport, put everything back together. Well, the Mexicans that they hired to do it did a real fucking cheap shit job. And the liner for the carport, like the underside of it, just rotted right the fuck through. It leaked. It just leaked and then rotted through. And so there's like a... now there's a crawl space because the entire top just fell apart.
Like a raccoon crawl space.
Yeah, easily a raccoon could fit in there. And I never thought about it. I'm like, oh, well, nothing's getting up there. It's not like anything can crawl up there except for a fucking raccoon who does a mighty good goddamn job crawling up the fucking boards to my carport.
Huh.
And what I've decided to do is I'm gonna make it unlivable up there for him, so he's just going to leave. I sprayed half a gallon of ammonia up into my attic.
Right.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't care.
No, he just holds his goddamn nose. No fucks given. And I sprayed a quarter of it. Like one day, came back a couple other days, sprayed some more. I eventually had to quit because I could smell it outside, and I didn't want anybody thinking I was making meth in there.
Right.
So
is meth is one of the ingredients of meth ammonia?
I don't know if it is or isn't, but I know meth making has a piss smell.
Oh.
That's what I've always heard. Like if an area of like a suburb smells like it has like an overwhelming piss smell, then somebody's cooking meth in the area.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, so you're so educational.
Thank you, sir. Well,
did you know,
mm-hmm.
speaking of education, did you know that Scott Bakula has four children named Chelsea, Cody, Will, and Owen?
Those sound like all excellent names. Very creative.
Okay, so what did you do with the ammonia?
I had this old super soaker. I just filled this fucker with ammonia,
yeah.
and I just blasted the fuck out of my
attic.
I don't
think you can use that super soaker anymore.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. I washed it out. It was perfectly okay. But either way, I shot ammonia up into my attic, and he didn't give two fucks. I read online that...
inconvenienced you, but not so much him.
It didn't really inconvenience me either, other than I had to go buy ammonia.
Yeah.
And, you know, smell it for a little bit. I even shot it into this little vent near where he sleeps. Shot it right into the vent. Doesn't give a fuck.
Doesn't give a fuck?
No. Didn't even faze him. I found something that might be fazing him, though. See, he wakes me up and keeps me up. When I'm trying to sleep, he keeps me up. When I don't want to wake up, he's up there waking me up. So what I've done is I got this old hockey stick. Randomly throughout the day, I take this hockey stick and I just bang the fuck out of my roof with this goddamn hockey stick. Like the ceiling, I'll just pick a random room and just start whapping this fucking hockey stick up in it to try to figure out, you know, maybe he's sleeping over there. And I just whap the fuck out of it.
So you're trying to keep him up during the day so that you can sleep at night without him distracting you?
Yeah, maybe he'll get pissed off and leave. And I wake up. Maybe I whap the fuck out of my attic. Keep him awake.
Yeah.
Wait 30 minutes, whap the fucking ceiling.
Have you gone into your attic and had a conversation with him at all? Like, asked him politely to leave? Wouldn't that be the way, right? I mean, you're being kind of a dick about it, and you're, like, squirting him with ammonia and stuff. What if you just
I squirted his crawl space.
Have a fucking adult conversation with him. Just say, look, guy.
I'd like to have a conversation with a claw hammer in him.
This is my home. No?
No.
Did you know that Scott Bakula is from Kirkwood, Missouri? I mean, he's fairly local.
Yeah, that's
Scott
pretty
Bakula. Close.
Well, I mean, he doesn't live here, does he?
He's like our hometown brethren.
Well, no, Cedric, actually, he went to Berkeley.
Who?
Cedric the Entertainer.
You called him just Cedric, like
yeah.
like you guys are good buddies on
yeah,
a first name
we're
basis.
Friends.
You and Cedric?
Well, if it's like a pimp named Slickback, you can just call him Slickback.
Did you ever see the movie Source Code?
No.
The one with the Gyllenhaal on the train, and like he's like going back in time and trying to stop the plane or the train crash.
No, I never.
There's
saw
a train crashing into Chicago, and they send him in.
Oh,
on
spoilers!
A secret message. Well, that's the whole plot of the movie. Is somebody's trying to blow up Chicago.
Spoilers.
And you may not know this. Scott Bakula has a voice cameo in Source Code as a nod to his character on Quantum Leap.
Yeah, he does a voice?
Yeah, like he's talking on the phone to him or something. And it's Scott Bakula.
Wouldn't it be more amazing if Scott Bakula is one of the passengers?
So are you going to call the animal control?
I thought animal control only did domestic animals. I thought you had to call an exterminator.
You mean a domestic raccoon living
no,
in
like
your...
No, like a dog or a cat. Like that's what
okay.
you call animal control
Tell
for.
Him you got this cat that's living in your attic.
And when it turns
out... And then when he finds out it's a raccoon, say, oh, fuck, I thought it was a cat.
Yeah, what? Good point. What's he going to do? Put it back? They're like, no, that's a raccoon. Like, oh, my bad. Enjoy your raccoon.
I want to know who made their name Napes Coon. Did you know that Sam Beckett on Quantum Leap leaped into the year 1958 eight different times, making it the most leaped into year?
What was wrong with 1958?
I don't know. Apparently there was a lot of shit that needed changing.
Was that the one where he was the broad that got raped?
Probably.
Yeah, that was a weird episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was real creepy. Like, I kept thinking of Scott Bakula with, like, a hairy, flabby, like, man vagina. And it's not cool.
So, okay. So you need to call animal control.
Or an exterminator.
From what I'm told, they come out with a trap and some cat food.
Yeah.
And they drop that shit off. And they just say, hey, catch this fucking raccoon and then, like, call us and we'll come get it. They just set up a trap and then leave. And then, like, you just call them when the job is done. And then, now this is the important part. Once they catch the raccoon,
mm-hmm.
do something with the hole in your attic.
I was going to put up chicken
so
wire.
So that another raccoon doesn't get in your attic.
I was going to put up chicken wire.
But, I mean, this has been going on months. This is this is like the bathtub.
Yeah, this
all over again. This is the new bathtub.
This is the new bathtub. But I love my bathtub. Man, fuck showers.
Did you know that Scott Bakula donates his chest hair quarterly? He does this quarterly. Can I? I can't. He donates his chest hair,
yes.
Napier, to cancer kids. And it cures them.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Just a mouthful of Scott Bakula chest hair.
Right, right. They
put that all over your baby's face.
They put it in one of those bullet things.
Yeah.
And they grind it up and make it into pill form. You take it with a meal.
Oh.
Right.
Just a mouthful of Scott Bakula.
Right. So, I mean, is that it on the raccoon, or do you want to expand on that anymore?
Well, I tried to go up into my attic to see, you know, exactly how much damage he had done. But I was, you know, a little skittish because this thing is like 30 fucking pounds of raccoon. So I put on my goalie helmet.
Just so that if it does bite you, it doesn't bite your face.
Yeah.
Because you're a pretty guy.
Yeah, I figured out the ladder that I was using was too short. I was able to peek my little head in there, and I couldn't see a fucking thing. So I thought maybe...
You didn't see, like, its eyes glowing or anything?
I couldn't see shit.
Speaking of pretty men...
Yes.
Did you know that Men of a Certain Age was canceled because the other actors were jealous of both Scott Bakula's beauty and Scott Bakula's talent?
I could believe that.
Okay.
Believe that all day.
So you put on your helmet.
Put on my helmet,
it
tried to peek in there.
It reach its little, like, claws in the eye holes.
Well, its little hands probably don't have rabies. Its mouth probably has rabies.
Yeah, that's true.
And I got one of those certified cages, so its mouth ain't getting in there. Let's say its mouth did get in there. I could just pop down the little chute and snap its little face.
We are just kind of dicking around here. There is a major announcement on the show this afternoon. Well, it is afternoon, but it's more like
it's
evening.
Significantly afternoon.
Significantly. We have plenty to get to. I do want to talk about our new pal, this Kevin Beagle fella, the guy who... created and writes that Enlisted show on Fox. He did send us another thing to be used as an intro with another character.
Has that show started yet?
Yeah, there's been two episodes. And actually, I will have you know, if you watched the first episode and were disappointed, watch the second one because it's worlds better than the first one. And the Uniformed Opinions actually interviewed the broad on that show. I haven't listened to it yet. But,
is she hot?
She's quite a good looking gal. Yes.
Okay, it's, then you know we can watch the show. I mean,
no, it's audio, so you'll just be listening to her talk. However, you know it's our pal Frank talking to hot broads, so you know tune in, check it out, and yeah, we're gonna get to and major announcements on the future of Radio FUBAR. If you've been keeping your ear to the ground, you've seen some rumblings. If you checked out the site, if you're on the site now, the site has been going through some changes. Well, the station is going through some changes as well, and we're going to announce that coming up pretty soon.
We're
going
to show you how to get your life right.
Right. But the important thing is these goddamn Bakula facts.
I think so. I mean, Scott Bakula thinks so.
One time, Scott Bakula gave a performance so beautiful, the entire movie was lost because the film was unable to capture it.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Right.
Every fucking movie.
Right.
He's got to, like, surround himself with, like, hog-looking broads in order to, like, it's like a prism. It breaks up the beauty so much that the film can be captured.
I was going to play the thing that Kevin Beagle guy sent us, but I can't find it. I don't know what I did with it.
Didn't you put it on your little iPod?
I put it on a thing, I don't know what I did with the thing.
You brought it downstairs.
Oh. You know what? I brought it downstairs to put the stuff on it.
Yeah.
And I didn't bring it back upstairs. I guess that's a fucking problem, isn't it?
Not if you don't want to play it.
You know, when I go to the goddamn Quick Trip every day,
yeah,
I'm losing my shit, man. Every day I get just a little bit dumber. I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm aloof. I do stupid things.
Alzheimer's.
But there's one thing that I always remember, and that is when I go to Quick Trip, I get a 32-ounce soda, and it's 82 cents.
Yes.
So I bring me 82 cents. I have it all, so I can just hand them the 82 cents, and then I leave. And I mean, you know, I have the exact change because, you know, I'm a busy guy. I'm in a hurry.
Yeah.
So I give this guy the 82 cents and then I leave. However, I don't want the perception of me as a person to be that I'm the kind of guy that knows how much a 32 cent soda is. And so every time I pull the exact change out of my pocket, I do like a quick little count with my hand.
So you just happen to have 82 cents exactly.
And every day, I'm the lucky son of a bitch that just has the exact change in his pocket. But I just don't want them to think, oh, look at this fucking guy. He is such a loser.
Or maybe you're a busy dude. You got business to take care of.
But I want him to think that I'm not the kind of guy that knows how much a soda is.
You mean the cashier?
It seems depressing to me, doesn't it? Just, oh, this fucking guy comes in here every day, he knows exactly how much a soda is.
No, I think it's a stupid plan because the same guy's going to see every day. You're going to do the exact same thing. Now you look like you have OCD and you have to count. Like, you know you have the exact change, but you got to count it in front of him.
You think that's worse?
Yeah, that's worse.
So you think I need to bring in, like, more change?
Why don't you just hand them your debit card or swipe
it? I need to bring in, like, an extra couple of coins and, like, pull them out and then hand them the correct change so that I don't look silly?
Well, no, you look silly counting it. If you just handed him the exact change every day, you know, you'd look savvy. You look like a businessman, somebody who doesn't take shit for granted.
But we have quite a few people in our chat room today. I appreciate it. The new Radio FUBAR chat room, which I do not like at all.
Napes Coon is actually going to be my new superhero name.
Napes Coon.
Yeah.
Do you want to plow through Ask Dr. Napier real quick?
Nah, let's go to break. Let's give Drunk a chance to get her.
No, because I have big plans at the break.
Well, we can do the Ask Dr. Napier after
that. I have
that.
Big plans after the break.
Well, then we'll just go right into the big plans. We can do Ask Dr. Napier after that. And then we have a little jumping off point. Let's do this.
Have I mentioned yet that there are big announcements coming up on the show concerning the future of Radio FUBAR? Have I mentioned that yet, Napier?
Did you know that if you see a man with two black eyes, it meant that he had gotten teabagged by Scott Bakula?
I want to do Ask Dr. Napier, and I want to do it right, goddamn right.
Okay, let's do it.
It's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
Do, 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 do.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
First question from Beck Samuel. How would you grade Scott Bakula's performance in Necessary Roughness? A or A plus?
Ooh. I'm going to go A plus.
From Al Ziegling. Do you think the lack of commercial success for Major League 3 was both men and women were way too turned on by Scott Bakula's chiseled features to laugh?
Well, you see, men aren't going to go see a movie with such a handsome man as Scott Bakula. They're going to get jealous. So all you've got is ladies, and they don't want to watch a baseball film. I mean, you're going to get a bunch of, you know, fanny bangers.
From Gary Garrison. What would happen if Scott Bakula's character from Quantum Leap jumped into Scott Bakula while filming Quantum Leap?
I don't know how that couldn't have made the show better. That would have been awesome.
Would that break the fourth wall, I guess?
Yeah, Supernatural does it all the time. That's cool.
Supernatural breaks the fourth wall?
Yeah, they had like an episode where they went to an alternate reality where they were filming the show Supernatural. And they were all the same characters. And
so they were filming Supernatural and they were them filming Supernatural?
Yeah, they went into an alternate reality where they weren't demon hunters. They were actors in a show called Supernatural.
Huh.
Yeah. Weird.
That's deep.
Mm-hmm.
From Charles Rocket, is Scott Bakula singing John Lennon's Imagine the best song recorded in history or just in the past 200 years?
Well, I haven't heard all of the songs, like, forever, so I'm just going to go the past 200 years.
Oh, you haven't heard all the songs?
Yeah, I'd have to listen to all of them.
Because you're goddamn right I queued up the Scott Bakula singing Imagine.
Fucking glorious.
Right. This is pretty great.
From the lips Imagine of an angel. No
little known fact about Scott Bakula. He's actually like a singer. He's been in Broadway musicals. I mean, the guy's got some vibes. It's pretty fucking nice.
I know, I can hear that, man.
He's a very talented individual.
I would love to be a lady so that my vagina could get eaten out by those sexy, sexy lips.
To be honest with you, I really liked those Lotus Cast guys until I found out that they were not Bakula backers.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me.
And now I think I'm anti-Lotus Cast.
I don't think
I'm done with those guys.
It's obvious they don't have good taste in actors.
Obviously.
We're from Pat Skipper. We wouldn't be here.
Is it true there isn't a woman alive that Scott Bakula hasn't bottomed out in?
I don't think that every woman that, you know, exists would be bottomed out by Scott Bakula. I do, on the other hand, believe fully that every woman Scott Bakula has been in, he's bottomed out in. Now, I'm not saying he's banged every woman. I'm just saying there's not a woman whose roof he can't plunder. Just fucking wreck. Just stretch that shit right up into her lungs. She's breathing in her own dookie juices.
Breathing in dookie juices. From Susan French, was the starship Scott Bakula commanded on Star Trek powered by fuel or by the racing heartbeats of his female crew members?
I would say it's a mixture of both. But at least his charisma could power it if they couldn't. Like if all the ladies on the ship got too tired from furiously masturbating to his chiseled face, his charisma could power that ship anywhere they needed to go.
I actually have real Dr. Napier questions.
Oh, those weren't real?
No. No, those were just silly. I was just goofing, Napes.
Uh-huh.
From Crazy Jay of the Rocking Comedy Show, no longer on Radio FUBAR.
That hurts my feelings.
Comedy Show is just going to do their own thing on rockingcomedyshow.com. So we wish him all the best. Fella was nice to us.
I feel like a good neighbor left.
Good guy, that Crazy Jay. But anyway, here's his question. If you have sex with a girl on Monday, then your buddy has sex with her on Tuesday, did he retweet her vagina?
No, but his penis hole probably did get some of your sperm in it.
We weren't participating in the chat enough, so we were moved. I feel the joke there would be that he retwat her, right? That's the joke.
Yeah, that
I'm going to assume that's what he meant. He meant retwat her because that's a better joke.
Well, only
I checked to make sure. Retwat. Because, yeah. I mean, retweet, what does having sex with a lady have to do with Twitter, Napier?
Nothing.
What does it have to do? Unless you go and you both brag about it.
Yeah.
You know, I had sex with, what was one of these chicks' names? Pat Skipper. And then the next day, the same guy tweets the same thing. In a way, that's a retweet.
Yeah.
But if you're not bragging about it, if you're just having sex.
Yeah, then, she's just a whore.
Then no. No, yeah. Not at all. No, Crazy Jay. No. Okay, from Anchor Babcock. If you were to reenact an episode of Gilligan's Island, obviously Drunk would be Gilligan and Mike would be the skipper. But which character would you play?
The one that murders everybody.
You would be when the Harlem Globetrotters came to visit.
I would?
Yeah. All of them.
Because I'm so big and black?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
From Mandy Weaver of the Furnacast, is there a natural remedy for erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, hot bitches.
Hot bitches. From Mr. Producer, why are there no white sales on Martin Luther King Day? Hey, it's Martin Luther King Day, Napier.
Yeah, it is. I was off work.
Were you? Awesome.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
You should have called in.
I should have.
You should be like, hey, no, it's a holiday.
That's what you do, right?
Yeah.
So answer Mr. Producer's question.
I don't know what do they still have white sales anymore? I mean, wasn't that like a thing from the 40s? I mean, nobody really has those any day.
White sales?
Yeah.
Is that sheets?
Yeah.
Are they selling like sheets?
Sheets.
A big sheet sale? Yeah, Sears has those, right?
Yeah.
From Steve McShane, what do I do with this raging hard on?
Take care of it. Be a man. Go into the bathroom and blast you out some fucking knuckle babies. I don't know.
Question from Indio Techno. And God damn it, we haven't mentioned this. Can we vote every day for the Phoebe Awards? Yes!
Yeah.
You vote every day for the Phoebe Awards. Just once. Your vote doesn't count once. Your vote counts all the times. So take your silly little asses to the top of the page, click on fucking FUBAR Awards, and vote for us, goddammit.
Exactly. This ain't a contest about how many onesies you can get. This is about enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm! The most rabid fans.
Those who love more than anybody else loves. How about all you show us some love and vote for us in the FUBAR Awards so that we can at least have bragging rights.
From V. Mark Bland, what level is your paladin in EverQuest?
I don't play EverQuest. EverQuest is for homosexuals.
From Indio Techno, what weighs more, a wheelbarrow full of dicks or a wheelbarrow full of chicks?
Me.
I would say the chicks probably because there's bones in it. Like a just big thing of dicks doesn't have any bones in it.
Depends on what your definition of bone is.
And that was Ask Dr. Napier. I guess we're going to go right into it here.
Going on break?
We're getting there.
Are you sure?
Do you not want to go to break?
No, we can
talk about other stuff.
No, I thought you were doing the announcement.
Well, just listen to me for a goddamn second.
I don't like to listen to you.
I was talking to somebody not too long ago that was implying that they kind of felt like FUBAR was going stagnant and that there wasn't anything going on and that like it wasn't, you know, the place to do a show. It wasn't going anywhere. And I think that person was wrong. I think that we're working on some changes and exciting things are starting to happen, and FUBAR is strong. The FUBAR is fucking strong, and the FUBAR is rising, Napier.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger in that one movie.
And so if you're out there, and I'm talking about listeners, I'm talking about podcasters thinking about going live, FUBAR is the place to be. It is. It's good guys running the place. They've treated us very well, and it is the place to be. And I'm going to tell you why after the break.
Excellent.
And so in the meantime, though, and for, you know, this I guess will be a little inside for some, you know, some of you in the know will know what I'm talking about here. But if you can't wait a couple minutes to hear my big announcement, for the break, I am going to play a song that you're probably going to be hearing a lot more of on Monday nights on Radio FUBAR.
Audio Slave?
In the near future. It is not Audio Slave.
Aww.
Although we could play some Audio Slave. Do you want to hear some Audio Slave
sometime? Yeah.
Maybe next week. Next week I'll throw some Audio Slave in there if that'll make you happy.
Yeah, on the rotation or something. Let's do
just
that.
Stick it in there?
Yeah, just, you know.
But that is not what I'm talking about, Napier.
Should be. I like Audio Slave. Motherfuckers.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike, joined by Napier, and we are also joined on the line by Mr. Dan Fernicase.
But we are not joined by Drunk. How's that working out?
Yeah. We are not joined by Drunk. Dan.
I was just going to say, do you want me to like start talking 5 minutes from now, and it would be like when Drunk gets there normally?
What's going on, buddy? Big news.
Oh, I'm just pins and needles. I'm fucking... Is that what you say when you're excited? I don't know. I'm about three quarters erect all day
three
long.
Three quarters? How can we get you the rest of the way?
I think you're doing it right now. Just the sweet sounds of your dulcet tones, Mike.
Well, you know, I was hoping for, like, you know, a big, cool thing with, like, several people, but everybody but you isn't on Skype. It's not like we didn't already plan this.
I think between you
motherfuckers,
there's enough personality here. I don't know what that means.
So the Radio FUBAR has actually lost a couple of live shows in the last couple of months, either them moving to other networks or just... stopping in the case of Chicken Dick, they just kind of dropped off the face of the fucking earth. And, you know, it's been a real problem for Frank because a lot of the time the big draws to the station are the live programming. And so Frank was getting kind of discouraged because he wasn't bringing in any live shows and therefore wasn't bringing in listeners. Wasn't bringing in whatever that brings.
Money.
Right.
Fame.
Bitches. So at the same time, the Wicked Radio Network, which Dan and his show The Fernicast is a part of, was having issues regarding finding a good place to broadcast live. They were using like Justin TV and alternatives like that. That they weren't happy with. They weren't enjoying...
Yeah, using it when it would allow us to broadcast.
Right, and then every 20 minutes it cuts them off and puts a goddamn Pringles ad in, stuff like that.
In Spanish, no less.
Right.
In a foreign language.
And so...
I'm not stand for.
When these two things were happening simultaneously, we kind of got into the conversation about what if... The Wicked Radio Network and Radio FUBAR formed a partnership, and the shows of Wicked Radio. It's not like they're not merging. They're still going to be a Wicked Radio Network and a Radio FUBAR. However, Radio FUBAR, which has great a stream that you can get them on the TuneIn app on your smartphones and stuff. If the shows of Wicked Radio Network were allowed to broadcast on Radio FUBAR, it would really be win-win for everyone because, you know, you guys would have a home to do your shows and Radio FUBAR would get live content. And so we worked it out and that is happening. That is, it's official, I guess. Is it official? It's official, right?
I think it was announced in the group, and I got an email on my, you know, my secret Wicked Radio Network email address.
So Radio FUBAR will be the live home of a whole bunch of Wicked Radio Network shows. And I mean, I'm under the impression that this starting next week.
I believe so. Magic Monday, TGIM.
and Wicked Radio Network podcasts will play pretty much all day Tuesday. So all day Tuesday, it'll be like the Wicked Tuesday takeover or something. But the thing that I am most excited about is that Monday nights on Radio FUBAR will now be like a powerhouse. Because Dead Men Talking, who has always gone on before us, they go on. I'm doing Central Time because I'm from Central Time.
And that's the only time zone that matters.
We go on at 8 o'clock. We previously had the side project on before us. They are moving to Saturday mornings. We're not moving them forcibly. They wanted to move to Saturday morning. So it just kind of worked out. So Dead Men Talking will be going on before us at 7 p.m. Central Time, the hour before us. It's good show, good guys. I'm friends with all three of them. They're good dudes, Rick, Frank, and Matt Leroy, who was going to call in, was excited about calling in, but disappeared. So, yeah. And so then us, of course, you know, the heart and soul of Radio FUBAR.
If we're anything, we're the penis.
And I guess the big news,
yep,
is that our good friends, Dan and Mandy, are going on at 9:30 after us.
Which is amazing. Correct. All of our friends can be with us and we can be with all of our friends.
Live.
Live.
Correct, Dan?
Yes. It's good. If you are the dick of Radio FUBAR, we've always said that we are the member of the Wicked Radio Network, so we're basically going to be playing swords. It's going to be great.
We are going to dock starships.
So this is huge news for us, because the Furnacast, I don't know if you know this, but is my favorite show.
Mike!
It is. It is my favorite show. I enjoy it every week. I wish I could vote for you in the FUBIES, Dan, but you're not eligible.
Not even though we're on Radio FUBAR now?
No, because I'm going to win the FUBI, and then you're going to be the show on after FUBI award-winning Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
It's a good lead-in to have.
It is. In internet radio, there isn't a better lead-in than the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Oh, hell no.
I like Unfit for FM better than the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, Napier. Okay, so this is exciting. This is a big deal that the Furnacast is going on after us. So the people that come in and enjoy our show, fucking stay. And the people that are tuning in for Dan's show, come fucking early.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're pretty excited. We've always kind of held off doing a live show because we thought it would be a big clusterfuck. And I'm sure it will be, and now you can hear it live.
I've heard raw episodes of your show before you edit them, and I can't tell much of a difference. I think that you guys are going to be awesome.
I would like to know what this has to do with Scott Bakula.
It doesn't have anything to do with Scott Bakula. I've exhausted my Bakula facts. Unless you have any, Dan. Do you have any Bakula facts?
No, I already sent you all the ones that I had.
Okay. And fucking stupid-ass Jay Squarehead, if I don't even think I'm fucking contacts with him on Skype, but I would like for him to call in and...
Do you want me to add him to the call?
Oh, I would fucking love that. Wasn't that the whole fucking point?
Man, why are you so upset on Big Announcement Day?
I'm furious this isn't going the way... Like, goddamn fucking Matt Leroy didn't know what we were doing.
Although, he said something about he lost his Skype computer.
He
I don't know what...
better be dead.
No, he's in the chat.
Yeah, he's in the chat right now talking.
He better be dead!
He's not answering. Hurry, Jay. Kill yourself.
Jay Squarehead, are you there, buddy?
I'm here.
Fucking Squarehead kids. Now a part of Radio
FUBAR.com. Because I don't answer requests.
Are you going live this Friday, or are we waiting till next Friday?
We can go live this Friday if we can figure out how to work it.
Motherfucking Squarehead
been
kids.
Stated in chat.
Live this Friday. We're going to make it happen, Jay. What time is your show on?
9-8 Central.
9-8 so Central nine, on Friday. Nine Eastern, so set your goddamn alarm clocks.
It's not like there's anything on TV to watch.
There's nothing on. I think that's when Enlisted is on. Ooh.
Really?
DVR Enlisted. Hang out with the goddamn Squarehead kids.
Why would they put that on Friday? Nobody watches TV on Friday.
Are you excited, Jay?
Oh, I'm always excited.
Oh, you sound like it. Oh, man.
I know. Dan, get out of here.
Sit down, Jay. Jesus, calm down, buddy.
Get the fuck.
Why everybody all Eeyore up in here? God damn it. Get some excitement.
So
Jay doesn't answer requests because he hates the feeling of pleasing people.
So
that's right.
He doesn't even masturbate because then that would make his dick feel good. And he can't have none of that shit.
He can't stand the thought that he's making people happy.
I masturbate up just to the end, but then I quit before I get anywhere.
Then he just starts punching himself in the
yeah.
So there's other live shows being added. RP Grinders on 7 o'clock on Fridays. Vampcast is going to be on Thursdays at 11 after the Scott Bakula hating Lotus cast. And Twisted Sisters, it sounds like, is going to round out Wicked Tuesdays at 8:30 Central on Tuesdays. So, and we're talking to Shannon Lake about possibly doing a live show too. So, big things happening on the goddamn foobars. So, be checking the schedule; it should be changing fairly soon. But yeah, most notably for me, super excited about the Furnacast joining us on Monday nights, and I am very much looking forward to listening to the Squarehead Kids on Friday without Pringles ads popping up every time.
And I don't know, did you mention this, Mike, that we are going to do like a live handoff from show to show, and those will be live only?
Well, I wanted that to be a surprise, Dan, but thanks.
Oh, well, edit that out. Handoff. Only the people in the chat know that now.
Well, when we do our little Easter egg thing after, you know, we've said goodbye.
Yeah, but right. Don't we normally, like, play something at the beginning?
We'll just, you know, call in with Dan and Mandy and do a couple of minutes with them.
Oh, that's cool.
And then they start their show.
My thought was that you want to get the word out there because then people know that they've got to stick around for the content that they won't be able to hear anywhere else.
Right. It's a good idea, Dan. And I don't know if we're doing that on with Dead Man Talking or not. I would like to. However, you know, maybe their Skype computer won't be working.
Yeah, maybe he lost his Skype computer. It's just, how do you lose a computer, Jay? By the way, I don't know. I don't know. I want to reveal this because we're in talks to bring in Jay Squarehead as the new producer for the Furnacast. We're working on a lot of big, interesting things for that. But
Travis in the chat says, I thought FUBAR wanted Mandy out. That's true. We did try to get Dan to replace Mandy as co-host. However, he insisted on keeping her.
Yeah, that was, I'm sorry, guys, my bad. I get guilt. But, I mean, just the fact that Jay lost an entire computer.
Yeah, Jay is an idiot. Jay's a fucking asshole.
What are you talking about?
I can't stand that guy. What's that?
But I'm going to run down the list of shows that we're adding to Tuesday, I guess. The entire Wicked Radio Network lineup, another trivia show with my good pal Brundage. Love that guy. The Beaver Exhibit, the Bull Room, Cider House Rules. Dan, what's Cider House Rules about?
It is an Australian podcast, and they talk about cider and do it like apple cider, but with alcohol in it. Hey, Mike.
They do a weekly show about that?
Yes, they do. And they, you know, they talk about other things, but that's one of their main focal points.
Oh.
Mike, Rick Titus just sent me a message saying he has a few words he'd like to say. Co-owner of Wicked Radio Network, Rick
Titus. I would
Titus.
Love for Rick to call in.
Well, let's add it to the group call.
Oh, well,
Still dialing.
It's dialing? Oh, I thought you had this whole thing worked out already.
No, he's right now. There he is.
Well, I feel shitty now that I started reading the list and now I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
Should I finish the list or should
we... I am super excited about this murder!
I just puckered a little bit.
Rick, you scared Napier's anus.
It scared the shit out of me.
Rick, was that all you had?
No, I'm here. I can answer any questions. Like, for example, Cider House Rules isn't really a weekly podcast, but they're kind of...
Well, I will cop to not listening to it on a regular basis.
Oh, come on, Dan. It's only like 15, 20 minutes, man. Come on. It's good and entertaining.
Here's the thing. For a long time, probably longer than most people, I did listen to every show on the network. And then it just got to the point where you can't have a job and also a life and also listen to podcasts.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you. Yes, you're right.
There's so much great content on the Wicked Radio Network.
There is so much great stuff. I'm so fucking excited. You have no fucking idea how excited I am about this thing. This is so cool. Friday. Jay, please make it happen Friday. Start us off. Let's FUBAR and Wicked FUBAR. Fucking A.
I didn't know somebody's anus could white knuckle, but I feel like that's what's happening right now.
I think Rick just came.
Nathan, this maniac's going on right before us every week.
I feel like Rick is like the direct opposite of J Squarehead right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. You guys want to hear my J Squarehead impression?
Oh shit!
I'm really excited, you guys. This is such a big deal.
Maybe you should tell Winnie the Pooh not to eat any honey.
Epic PodQuest, part of the Wicked Radio Network. Have you guys heard from Epic PodQuest yet? Are they mad?
They probably are. No, well, I'll tell you, if Furnacast goes live, my bet will be we'll get those guys on live too. I mean, this is going to be awesome, really.
Get out the room. That's about like horror movies, isn't it? I think I've listened to them before.
Yeah, that's a good show.
The Half Scoop. Our good friend Travis's Lantern Light Lounge. I think we're only giving him a time slot if there's a new episode.
Come on, Travis.
Once every 6 months or so. Not Safe for Water Coolers. That's our good friend Shannon's show. Shenanigans is also Shannon's show. The Small Town Bring Down. And... Yep.
They're from Canada. They're good.
What's Solid Cat?
That's the pajama party of podcasting.
Hell yeah, pajama party. That sounds like something Napier can get behind. And then you guys just added new shows too, which wasn't on the list.
That's right.
One of which, I guess we can announce that too. Me and Dan and sometimes Napier's show, the DMM podcast, is part of the Wicked Radio Network.
Penis.
I'm hoping it can be on Radio FUBAR too. However, Frank has ignored my subtle hints to add it.
It will be on Wicked Tuesdays now.
I don't want to just come right out and say, hey, Frank, we've been on your network for well over a year. We're one of your tentpole shows. Add my stupid podcast. I mean, I don't want to be like, you know, forceful about it. But God, I mean, I went through the proper channels. I submitted it to the podcast submit thing, and he never responded. Well, he's like, fuck Mike and his stupid podcast.
Well, who are you to demand special treatment?
I didn't demand anything.
To be fair, your show submission was a French toast recipe.
That's right. For the description of the show, I just included a delicious French toast recipe because I figured that... Frank looks like a guy who can pack away some French toast.
I'd hope so.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Rick, you're excited about this?
Hell yeah. This will be awesome.
I thought if anyone was going to give me lip about it, it would be you.
Yeah. I was thinking about it. When I heard the news, I was like, what can I do to be like the spoil sport? What can I do to be the killjoy? What can I do to be the wood kill?
The wood killer.
I was thinking about it. But no, at the end of the day, gotta say, I think this will be a great move on both parts, a win-win, and both parts, you know, and I really like this idea a lot.
It'll be a great thing for all of us, I think. So now you and Matt need to work out a schedule and figure out which one of your shows you like the best to put in good spots, and which one you're going to put on at 8 o'clock in the morning. So have fun.
I will. That'll be great. All right, you guys. I'm going to bow out now. I'll leave it to you all, or have the personality here. I just wanted to scream my head off.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah, man. Talk to you later.
Does this mean we can't go an extra 20 to 30 minutes whenever we feel like it?
Well, I think that nothing changes for us. We're going to keep the same. I don't think that we can just do an hour. I don't think we've ever just done an hour ever. No. However, I think that we are going to go all the way till 9:30 every night now, because we're going to have so much fun talking to Dan and Mandy that it's just going to keep going.
I only will agree to that if Dan promises to constantly berate his sister the entire time we're on, and mostly ignore our conversation so that I can hear him put to shame his wonderful sister.
That basically goes without saying. That's about 70% of what I do, and the rest of it is just saying semen and stuff.
So is this happening next week? Furnacast Live debuts next week?
I hope so. I really hope so. We're going to maybe do some test shows with Jay Squarehead, and you know, we got to get the software and all that shit figured out, but I would love to go live next Monday.
And Jay, you're going live Friday. This coming Friday.
I hope so. Yeah.
Is Jay still on the air? I didn't even know
he fell asleep. He got so goddamn excited.
I'm fighting with Jay Square in chat.
You are Jay Square, aren't you? You're not Jay Square?
No.
Who are you?
No, I'm Condom Crinkle.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Frank in the chat just put, "I thought that submission was spam," and deleted it.
So he didn't try your recipe for French toast.
So, yeah, no, he did not try my recipe for French toast. And he, I went out and I sealed this deal for the station. I doubled the live content on the show, and my first day is being deputized, and he shits on my podcast.
Welcome to podcasting.
By the way, God damn it, DMM show coming out this Wednesday is one of the better ones we've done.
But Napier, I wasn't
Napier,
there.
You weren't there.
No.
But it is the Swippy Swap episode, if you have heard me talk about the Swippy Swap episode. It finally happened, so look for it Wednesday. Super excited about it. So, yeah, I mean, do we have anything else to add? Is there any other big news that I left out?
Well, no. I got yelled at last time I said anything, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
You got yelled at? What did...
Yeah, remember I said we were going to do a live handoff, and you yelled at me.
Oh, well, I thought that would just be like a fun little thing that our live listeners found out about.
We got to sell this shit. People need to make it a special point to show up and stick around.
Well, I mean, they're going to. We're kind of a big deal, Dan.
Fucking TGIM.
TGIM on goddamn Radio FUBAR. How's that for fucking stagnant?
TGIM means totally gonna intercourse your mom.
All right, guys. I guess we're going to figure out how to end this piece of shit. But come be with the Squarehead Kids on Friday, and stay tuned late next week for the fucking Furnacast.
Fuck yeah.
Dan, start preparing.
I will try to write a show at some point.
All right, tell your mom I said hi.
She loves you.
Napier.
Yes.
Hung up on my friend Dan Furnacase because I want to tell you.
Yeah.
Went to Target, bought almond milk.
Ew. Why?
Because I
always
see...
Was that important enough to hang up on Dan?
I hung up on Dan because I want to tell you about goddamn almond milk. We're running out of time.
No, we're not.
We're running out of time. It's 9:08. Bought almond milk. I have not tried it yet.
Okay.
But I'm excited about it because I did not know you could milk an almond.
It's almond juice.
You see, the almonds that you eat,
yeah,
like the nuts,
yeah,
those are the male almonds. You don't eat the female almonds because you milk them and make almond milk.
Do they have titties?
They do. And they're like juicy and like soft, you know, like a lady.
I don't think I'd like a soft, juicy almond. It actually sounds pretty nasty.
And so what I was told is that like you can there's no real like you can't really taste much of a difference between regular milk and almond milk. And so I thought what would be fun is like we do like a spin-off of What's in Drunk's Mouth, where I get like six different kinds of milk, and I have Drunk sample them all to see if he can determine which milk is which.
What if he's like, allergic what if I got to like, some of them?
Like goat milk and like soy milk and
bee milk,
like 2% milk and like whole milk. I got all these milks, and then we had Drunk try to figure out which milk was which.
Ooh, we could add a danger element to it. One of them is actually horse semen. And then once he's tried all of them, instead of asking him, you know, which milk was which, you say, okay.
Which one was the horse semen?
Which one was horse cum?
Where do you even get horse cum?
Horses. Fucker. Screwing with me? Fuck do you think you get horse cum from? Male horses. That's where I get my horse cum from.
Yeah, like I said, goddammit, all you fucking Wicked Radio Network people are here for the first time, and your home, your new home, has the Amazon link at the top of the page. Click that. Keep the goddamn place going. And yeah, super excited about the Drunk Milk Challenge, and super excited about next week with our friends sandwiching us like a sexy oven mitt.
Or a gay rodeo.
Do you have anything else to add?
Should we talk about that one lady who killed her kids? Let's end this on a fucking upswing. Get all of our friends happy and excited. Hey, dead babies, let's talk.
There was a lady who she has four kids. Two of them had four kids. Two of them were seriously injured. She had a 1- and a 2-year-old in which she murdered as part of an exorcism, claiming that her kids were possessed by demons, and so she stabbed them to death.
Well, you know what happened? One of them died, and it jumped in the other one, and she had to keep hitting it. And it just kept jumping around on her. Like, after the first two, the demon realized, hey, she's just going to kill this one. I'm going to wait a second and then jump into the other one.
So I see the picture of this lady and
like, does she have the crazy eyes?
No, like a voice came to me and I immediately made her into a character that I would like to perform for you now. And I only came up with one little scenario. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is going to be great. I'm good at characters. So here we go. Are you ready? I got music queued up. Oh Lord, them kids is bad. I tells you what, I gave them some crayons and some markers and a coloring book, and I went in the other room to make me a sandwich. And when I came back, they had drawn on the walls. Them kids is demons. They drew on my brand new wallpaper. Them kids is bad. They crying all the time. They just being dirty little bastards. I gotta clean them because as soon as I wash them, they start drooling on each other because they demons.
I bet at least two of them shit themselves on occasion.
Them kids are so bad they shit they pants. Girl, shoot.
Now, did this happen in the South?
I don't know. Wait, did she sound Southern?
Yeah, she sounded Southern.
Oh. That was a bad impression, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what she sounds
and
like.
On Martin Luther King's birthday, no less.
Well, I don't think Martin Luther King knew her either. I mean, he's been dead for quite a while. I mean, you're not making fun of his friend.
Girl, them kids is bad. I took them to Target, and they were grabbing shit off the shelves, man. They was just grabbing it. And I didn't even want it in my cart. And they was just like, Mama, I want a toy.
When I was little, I just used to put shit that I wanted in the cart when my mom wasn't looking. And half the time, she'd be too embarrassed to put it back or didn't know about it.
J square one in the chat. Mike is trying to sound like the black woman from the Tom and Jerry cartoons.
I don't think you sounded like that.
Girl, them kids is bad. I took them to McDonald's play place, and they was trying to drown other kids in the balls.
You know, it's illegal to drown kids in balls.
I shouldn't do impressions, should I?
You do bad impressions.
Well, let's hear yours. Can you do the exorcism lady? Come on.
I don't know what she looks like. I got to have like a frame.
From my impression, you couldn't tell kind of what she looks like?
No. I assumed Honey Boo Boo's mom. That's all I was getting. Oh, Lord. These kids are bad. I got them crayons. And they drew on the walls. And now I have to exorcise the demon by putting a knife through their soul. Take them up to heaven, Jesus. Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
It's Mike. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9/8 Central, exclusively on RadioFubar.com. Come join the party in chat or download the TuneIn app for the smartphones. You can also download the show on your computers, phones, pod things, whatever, via Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, or our website, WFODix.podbean.com. Whatever the method of praising us is on your chosen download platform, do it. We'd appreciate it greatly. You can follow the show on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow the hosts at Shoza, at PJKSTL, and at DrunkardSTL on Napier Doesn't Twitter. Be sure to follow at Napierisms and contribute your personal favorites. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. Like us. Radio FUBAR has WFOD shirts in their shop. Buy one. There's a ton of great shows on RadioFUBAR.com. If you haven't already, check some out. See you next week, and bye. So I got a text message from Drunk at 7:45 saying he's going to be late.
Looks like it.
Yeah. I don't know if he's like going to come by and, you know, say hey to us like as you're leaving. I don't know what's going on, but show's over, bro. You missed it.
At least part of it.
I hope he's not dead.
And you think somebody killed him on the Mobottoms?
I don't know.
Nobody to ever find him.
I went and got. Do you want to hear the? This is the Keith David one that the Beagle guy sent us.
I'm going to watch that show every week now.
It's WFOD.
Yeah.
WFOD.
Me too.
WFOD. Right.
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
And.
What does this guy think? Like, did his friend just come up to him like, I want you to say wheelbarrow full of dicks
into
this microphone?
I mean, like, it was really cool, the guy, to get that for us. That's,
oh, God damn, yes.
I'm going to get so much out of that. But
that guy is my new damn hero.
Yeah, there's a fellow on the show, and I can't think of the actor's name, but...
What's his character's name?
His character's name is, like, Chabowski, and he kind of looks like Sergeant Slaughter.
Ooh.
And he wasn't in the second episode. I didn't see him at all. But the guy sent me a new thing, and he said, you know, hey, I sent you another one. You know, I was like, wow, cool, thanks. And this is that one. So I'm going to get some use out of this one, too.
WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks. You heard right.
That's kind of funny. So
this guy is my new fucking hero. Yeah, holy shit.
Thanks, thanks for doing that for us, buddy. And yeah,
I swear to God, everything this dude has voice acted in, I've seen 100 damn times. It is amazing.
The Shenanigans 1 is in the chat, and Travis Hulse 2. I recycled our joke on the Mr. Producer show the other night. I called in because there's a show on Radio FUBAR called Legacy Radio 1. Because I guess Legacy Radio was already taken.
Oh.
And I've maintained the joke. There's a show on Wicked Radio Network called Shenanigans. And their Twitter is Shenanigans Show 1. I guess because there was already a Shenanigans show. And they were like, well, fuck it. We'll just put a 1 on the end. Wouldn't you think if there's already a Shenanigans show, you should come up with something else to name your show? Wouldn't you think?
I'd hate for somebody to be Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks 1. Yeah.
Could you even imagine, Napier, if there was a Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks 1? What if they were better than us?
It's not that hard. Unfit for FM is.
I hate you so fucking much. I fucking hate you.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all.